Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hello and welcome to the Tracy Sandler Show on Believe, brought to you by Fevo. I've got a snackable episode for you guys today because what more do you need to know than the Green Bay Packers are taking on the San Francisco 49ers Saturday at 8:15 p.m. Eastern Time, 5:15 p.m. Pacific, 7:15 p.m. local time in the divisional round of the playoffs, a rematch of week three. This should be a very good football game. When the 49ers and the Packers met in week three, the Packers came out on top 30-28, you know, one of those last minute drives by Aaron Rodgers to win the game. But this is a very different San Francisco 49ers team than the one we saw then. That 49ers team was held to 67 yards rushing, and that was without running back Elijah Mitchell. And that was before Deebo Samuel was being used as both a wide receiver and a running back, or as Deebo likes to call himself, a wide back. The 49ers were 6-3 on the road in the regular season, 1-0 on the road in the playoffs. The Packers are coming off their first round bye and have home field advantage. Something that has been talked about all week, of course, is the weather. It is going to be very cold. At last check, I want to say it was going to be -1 degrees at kickoff. Your girl here is going to be very bundled up. So I am a strong believer that teams do not lose football games because it's cold. That being said, it will be a bit of a shock for San Francisco's team that has not played in that kind of weather. I'm probably since the last time they played a playoff game in Green Bay in, I believe, 2013, 2014, that incredible Colin Kaepernick game, but I digress. Jimmy Garoppolo, quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers, is battling a shoulder sprain and, of course, the thumb injury that's been bothering him for several weeks now. Now, if we're talking about weather, Jimmy Garoppolo is from Arlington Heights, Illinois. He went to Eastern Illinois. He's played in cold games. He was a full participant in Wednesday's practice and would be shocked if he did not play in this game. And this is going to be a big game for Garoppolo. I would say a couple weeks ago when the 49ers defeated the Rams to get into the playoffs, Garoppolo had very much a career-defining game as he was able to march the 49ers down the field, bring them back from a 17-0 deficit to win in overtime on the road. What we saw in Dallas, though, was a very strong first half and then a more tested second half, I will say. There was a missed throw to a wide-open Brandon Ayuk. There was a pretty bad interception that got the Cowboys back in the game. Of course, the 49ers ultimately won that one and came back. But this is a game where Jimmy Garoppolo really cannot throw those kind of interceptions. The 49ers do not have to play a perfect game to win this one, but they do need to take care of the football. That is going to be a key component. So the Packers may very well try to make Jimmy Garoppolo beat them. So the 49ers offense is obviously very predicated on the run. As I mentioned earlier, in week three, they were held to 67 yards rushing. It is obviously going to be imperative for the 49ers that they are able to get the run game going as they have been the last several weeks and keep it going, because otherwise the Packers are going to make Jimmy Garoppolo beat them. I think Jimmy Garoppolo can beat them, and we did see him put together what would have been a game-winning drive had the defense been able to hold on, but again, they were playing Aaron Rodgers. So, you know, that's just something to keep in mind. The 49ers pass rush had a pretty spectacular day against Dallas quarterback Dak Prescott in the wild card round. He was sacked 5 times and he had 14 quarterback hits on him. Now, in week three, the 49ers had got 2 QB hits on Aaron Rodgers, and they sacked him once. That front 7 could very well be the difference in this game. Because if they can get pressure to Rodgers and if they can make him rush to throw, that makes a huge difference, of course, in this Green Bay offense. Of course, in this Green Bay offense, you also have Devontae Adams, which makes all the difference. Packers have Devontae Adams. Niners have Deebo Samuel. Two receivers that are very difficult to defend. Of course, Deebo Samuel also difficult to defend as a running back, but you know, something very much to keep an eye on. Now, for the Packers offensive line, it looks like they just might be getting David Bakhtiari back on Saturday. So that could make a difference in this game. But again, that front seven for San Francisco could be the big difference. Fred Warner was a full participant in Wednesday's practice with an ankle injury, so that was good news. Nick Bosa, who's going through the concussion protocol, was limited, but that is a good sign for him to be available on Saturday. And obviously, that is something that is imperative to the 49ers defense. Also different for this 49ers defense than week three is the situation at corner. Over the last several weeks, rookie Ambry Thomas has really established himself as a starting cornerback in this defense, and he has played really well. I mean, we barely heard his name on Sunday, which is actually a really good sign. Emmanuel Mosley is back from injury, playing at a very high level, as he has this season when he's been healthy. So that will be big for the 49ers, and that was a big difference than what was going on in week three. In week three, they had three really bad defensive pass interference penalties. And that is something they've really cut back on in these last couple months of the season. So I expect that to continue, though I also expect Aaron Rodgers to pick on the corners and try to draw those penalties. But, you know, if not, again, Devontae Adams is going to be a big thing for him, obviously. So in weeks 6 through 17, the Green Bay Packers have held quarterbacks to 210.6 passing yards per game, a rating of 78.9, and a touchdown to interception ratio. This is the big one I wanted to point out. A touchdown to interception ratio of 16 touchdowns to 13 interceptions. That is a very interesting stat, especially with a Jimmy Garoppolo who, as mentioned, has a tendency to sometimes throw these interceptions where you just wonder, you know, what was he thinking? So I think that's something to keep an eye on. I have complete confidence in Jimmy Garoppolo's ability to play well, ability to take care of the football, and ability to win this game. I just think it's an important thing for us to keep an eye on. Now, on defense, and this is a Packers defense that has been playing very good football, they have the opportunity to get linebacker Za'Darius Smith and cornerback Jair Alexander back on Saturday. So that would make a very big difference. In 2020, Smith had 51 pressures on quarterbacks. Green Bay's run defense has held teams to 113.2 yards per game from week 6 through 17. This is the big one for San Francisco. In the game against Dallas, Elijah Mitchell had 27 carries for 96 yards on the ground. Deebo Samuel had 10 carries for 72 yards on the ground. You see where I'm going here. The 49ers have got to get the run game going. And I know I sound like a broken record. But that being said, it's definitely a very important. The other thing the 49ers have had over the last several months of the season that they did not have in week three was the emergence of wide receiver Brandon Ayuk, and also the really stellar play of wide receiver Juwan Jennings, who has become like a third down machine for this offense, and he can get the job done. So these are big things for San Francisco. And of course, as mentioned, Deebo Samuel, not so easy to defend. Here is another factor in this game for both of these teams: special teams. Kyle Shanahan had told a CBS reporter last week that he didn't expect to win the game on special teams. That was against Dallas. He didn't want to lose the game on special teams. The 49ers have lost games this season with special teams gaffes, or they've certainly contributed to them. However, if there was another team in the NFC who had just as many problems on special teams as the 49ers, it was the Green Bay Packers. So both of these teams are going to want to clean that up, because that's the last place where you do want to lose a football game. But in a game like this, that very well could be so close, that is where things make the difference. So for San Francisco, the keys to victory here are taking care of the football, being efficient on special teams, getting the run game going and that front seven bringing pressure to Aaron Rodgers. For the Packers, well, they have the aforementioned Aaron Rodgers at quarterback. And although he's been disappointed in the playoffs many times before, the very possible MVP of the league is having, you know, a typical Aaron Rodgers season. And if you let him be the last one to have the football, he's probably going to beat you. So there is another key. The Packers defense just wants to continue playing at a high level, potentially getting healthy again. And the home field advantage on this, you know, again, I don't think teams lose because it's cold. I don't think teams lose because they're playing on a short week. San Francisco played Sunday. They have to travel to Green Bay this week, and then they're playing on Saturday. But it certainly will not hurt the Packers that they've gotten players back. They're healthy. They're rested. That being said, I would say the San Francisco 49ers are also about as healthy as they have been this entire season. They have momentum on their side. And it's an interesting thing about this 49ers team. This is a team that was 3-5 midway through the season, a team that pretty much everyone at that point was writing off. They've essentially been in the playoffs for a month or so because every game has mattered for them to even get here. This is a team that does really well against adversity and really well with their backs against the wall. And the NFL playoffs are the ultimate backs against the wall. It's like March Madness. If you lose one and you're done. So this is in many ways a team that's built to excel in this kind of atmosphere. I will be honest with you. About a week ago, I said to a number of people that I thought the 49ers would win in Dallas and then it would come to an end in Green Bay. As the week has gone on, I'm starting to feel a little bit differently. This is going to be a very, very difficult matchup, but I think it's going to be a very difficult matchup for both teams. What gives me confidence in San Francisco's ability to win this game is just how much they've evolved as an offense, as a defense, as a team, as the season has gone on. It's like I almost hesitate to even talk about the week 3 game, even though I've talked about it quite a bit, because this team is just so different than it had been then. But this is going to be a tough one. I am going to go ahead and pick the 49ers to win it because, you know, manifestation, putting it out in the universe, why not? But it is going to be a very tough game. So, you guys probably want me to do a score prediction, which is really not my strong suit, but I'm going to go ahead and do a score prediction for you guys. Anyways, I say San Francisco 27, Green Bay 24. I also have to say, I believe that score is one I've been picking a lot the last several weeks, just one way or the other. So I guess those numbers are really speaking to me. So that is where we are with that. You guys, it should be one heck of a football game. Of course, the winner of this game will be playing either the Buccaneers or the Rams. If the 49ers win, they will be traveling to Tampa Bay or back to LA for a chance to beat the Rams 3 times a season. If the Packers win, then the road to the Super Bowl goes through the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field. It should be a great weekend of football. And this one should be a really good game. So once again, make sure you tune in on Saturday night, 8:15 Eastern, 5:15 Pacific, 7:15 local time. The game is on Fox. It'll be called by Troy Aikman and Joe Buck with Aaron Andrews on the sidelines. And you guys, are you ready for some football? Because I am so ready for some football. Make sure to leave us a 5-star review. Make sure you're following us on Instagram at Fangirl Sports Network. And I will be coming to you live from Green Bay pretty much all day on Fangirl Sports Network's Instagram. So make sure you're following us there. And let's get ready to play football. Bye, y'all.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.